Welcome, man. Welcome back, everybody, to the OK Grognard Show. Today is a Monday, April 1st, or is it? Yes, it is. 2024, 10 a.m. Central, just after, in beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. And we are going to do a Founders and Legends GaryCon 16 wrap-up by Bragging on the Swag. What up with that? Bragging on the Swag. Is that a thing? Yeah. What do we got going here? A little Tullis on the top. Jimmy on the chin. There we go. A couple of nods to some friends here and gone. Vince is in the chat. Hey, Vince. Welcome, buddy. We got it going on. We got it going on. Founders and Legends. What a good time. I played quite a bit of original Dungeons & Dragons on Saturday and Sunday with Dave Temperato, Diaglo of EN World fame. The original edition is the only edition. All others pale in comparison, so saith Dave. And I'll tell you, the way he runs it, he may well be right. He does a great job. He's been doing it for decades. And it's very much sandboxy. It's very much say something and it might come true. So watch out, because it won't be good if it does, usually. Oh, snap, says Sarah. I forgot all about April Fool's adopts vigilance. Well said. Smart move. Carefully with those plates, as they say in Hobbiton, in Bag End, when they go to visit and they start smashing things. They don't really. They don't break anything. But that's the song, right? Is the expectations are that dwarves will be rowdy and break things up and everything, but they turn out to be great guests. I mean, sure, they eat them out of house and home, but they make all the food that he has in the larder. They clean up afterwards, and they're ready to go for the meeting. So there you go. Founders and Legends. What a great time. I didn't go on Monday because I worked on Monday. I almost got into a chainmail game Sunday night, but it was going to be running till midnight, so I begged off and let them do their thing. I didn't want to be a Johnny leave early. That's the opposite of a Johnny come lately, right? And I'm sure they had a good time. I'm sure they had a very good time, because chainmail's great. Paul and Kevin and Mike Mernard. The infamous early playtesting Mike Mernard running some of that chainmail stuff, you know. What else we got going on? Well, we had GaryCon 16 as well. I signed up to GM a bunch of stuff. I had to beg off on some of it after I got sick on Saturday. But I was able to do most of it or get it covered. And even added a game on Friday night, so arranged one that was run by Tavis. So I don't feel bad about it. We got a lot of people playing for a lot of hours, and half the people that were going to be in the Saturday night D&D game were people I was trying to get to cover for me, but then turns out every one of them was ill as well. It just went through GaryCon this year like a scythe, and so many reports afterwards. I mean, every now and then after a convention you hear this person, that person, maybe a handful of people are ill with what they like to call the con crud, but not my case. What I had was an upper respiratory virus, a very severe one, probably that influenza, although I did not go to a doctor. I merely cocooned for most of a week and flooded my system with orange juice and vitamins and cold medications to treat the symptoms at least, and came out of it by Friday or Saturday, really. I mean, I had to get back to work yesterday, so, you know, I was close to 100% for who I am these days by Sunday yesterday. So I was there. It was a kind of a slow day with Easter and all, but we had some people in and out. People playing. Little Lorcana. Lorcana's become a regular thing on Sundays. If you're local and you want to check out a Lorcana scene, not only come on Sundays, but also know that in the not-too-distant future, because we got approved by Disney to run events, or by Ravensburger, I'm not sure who's in charge of approving people, so we will be getting promos probably within about a month with the next set release. Currently, we have a good amount of Into the Inklings. We're charging $5 on Sunday. You play, you get a pack. And get a few ups and extras we're trying to add into that. But once we get our promos in, now that we're approved, we'll be up in our game quite a bit on the Lorcana scene. What about GaryCon 16? I'm getting off track here, right? And I'm all talking about Lake Geneva Games, as you also know, when I talk about events at the store and working. And GaryCon 16 was a blast. I did that GMing thing, and I know what I wanted to show you. I wanted to show you all sorts of crazy good swag and describe it. Now, of course, the games were great. I played a bunch of games, first edition and more original D&D with Dave, Dex, and Keith running first edition, and didn't get to play in one of Rich Frank's games like I did last year, which was a blast. But that whole group of Legio guys were fantastic. Here was the swag bag. It's a big plastic Gaxworks bag. And Gaxwork above and beyond. There's my Founder's badge on the left and my GaryCon 16 badge on the right. My buddies Vince and Stephanie decided to create special report badges for the OK Grognard show. And they were very diligent about getting pictures all over the place. It took a little of the pressure off of me, who usually spends way too much time at conventions taking pictures. But see, it says at the bottom, totally an official badge. Vince thought to himself, well, he's either going to hate it or he's going to love it. And I absolutely loved it. And these badges were so cool. It was so much fun. If you're catching this on the audio version, I apologize. You don't get to see this stuff, but maybe this will drive you to YouTube to watch the archived version of this in video form. What else? Oh, much like what I'm wearing right now, my GMing shirt, GaryCon 16. Celebrating a life well played. I mean, you know, absolutely fantastic. Fantastic artwork on these. The sleeves each had that's like a wargaming counter on the left, or a mock-up of one. 50 for D&D's 50th anniversary, and the D20 there. 1974 when it all started. EGG on the right hand, and this is always on these, 38 to 2008, and that's just given the man his due. Those are the sleeve patches. The other stuff, now that big Game Master box, that absolutely had to go on the side. That is a Dungeon and Caverns core set terrain kit that Army Painter put together along with can't remember the name of the company. I'll remember it when I see the back of the box. We'll get there. And also in the bag, those fancy dice in the middle there. The Expert Dice Set from Gaxworks. Once again, they come to the fore. That's a chocolate in the lower left. It was delicious. It did not last long. Thank goodness I got a picture of it before there was a bite out of it. Down in the center, a tin of 10 GaryCon D6s. Wonderful, wonderful dice. That's a insert capable portrait four panel DM screen on the right. And on the left was a Beetle and Grimm's special offer. Free. You could get one of these two things. I too was the one on the right. Just had to pay for shipping, which was reasonable. Let's look at the dice a little closer. I think they first got these out last year. It was so nice of them to to make enough of them to be able to share them. They come with their own crayon, so you can fill in the numbers. And then, again, a D10. Oh, and look at the logo on the chocolate on the right there. Pretty neat. So you got the Aberon Shadows of the Last War Gold Edition, and it's pretty fancy. If you go to Beetle and Grimm's and look at all the stuff, the ephemera, all the handouts, all the cool stuff that's in the bag or in the box with the Aberon Shadows of the Last War. I was tempted to get it, but I have my own setting. I run stuff out of my own setting. I might have been able to use most of the stuff out of there, you know, repurposed somehow. But I looked at the thing on the right, and they're D&D encounter cards, packs 1 and 2. These are both the 7 CR7 plus, so they're higher level creatures. And there's 2 packages of them. I'll show them closer to you. Notice that Merilith on the left and a dragon on the right. And these are pretty cool. If you look at this, they come with they're like stand-up things, and they're pretty big. They're 6x8, something like that. And probably says right on there. I shouldn't have to guess, right? But the cool thing is, on the one side, they have this great illustration. They have the illustration on the inside, too, the DM-facing edge. But look at this, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 15, 30. Looks like there's 30, yep, includes 30 encounter cards in each pack. So you've got a whole bunch of stuff. So even if you're not running 5th edition, if you wanted to use these to show off the creatures in your game, and you'd be all set. I say 3rd edition, I should say 5th edition, even if you're not using 5th edition, because I'm sure these are geared toward 5e. I don't think they can say that legally, but obviously that's what they are. This Game Master In Search of Adventure Dungeon and Cavern Core Set Build Your Own Dungeons is amazing. They obviously had to put this on the side of the bag. On the left here, notice it comes with paints you can use to paint the terrain and brushes, some spray primer for it. There's a booklet up by the paints there that is pretty nifty. It's a terrain building booklet. Take it step by step through the whole thing. Notice that red thing in the middle left. It's a hot wire foam cutter. They've got glue and some basing material there and some tufts. They even include toys, tools. They've got all the things you need to build, and materials. They've got a bunch of sheets of white foam that you can cut up to put in there, and of course a hard ruler to cut against. They show you about texturing, about doing 2 cuts, about painting, and all of that is in the booklet. And these are just some examples of the things you can make. And of course, you get some more foam. You're off to the races. There's no end to what you can put together using this stuff. And it's totally amazing. I mean, it's like a $100 kit. And it was included in the GM bag, which is insanely great value. On top of the shirt, on top of the stuff from Beetle and Grimm, on top of the chocolate, on top of the this DM screen. Crazy amazing. It is a 4-panel, as I said. I'll show you 2 of the outer-facing panels. They're all covered in artwork, the 4 outer-facing panels there. And then the interior, it has inserts. Now, these insert from the top. They're portrait style rather than landscape. I think I've got a landscape one of these with just 3 panels on each side. But look at everything you put in there, right? Exploration, movement, light and vision, exhaustion, resting. It's got short rest and long rest. That's how you know it's 5th edition. Healing and all the other stuff that's in here. But on the inside, other, you've got, looks at coins, travel pace in the lower right there, lifestyle expenses, 2 weapon fighting, some of the tricker rules explained. And then all the conditions are in there, so you can just double check those if somebody comes under one. Death, concentration, stealth. It's got it all. It's pretty amazing. And of course, if you don't use 5th edition, you can pull these out, slide whatever inserts you want in there, and you're all good to go. These are the dice from Legio. I played in so many of their games. Sirlin's Tower, I got a couple of those from Dex, and Demon Cursed Fires from Keith. The D20s came from Diaglo, along with most of the Legio dice, because he gave us each three, so we could roll up characters at the table, 3d6 in order for his OD&D games. That's just how he flies. Anywho, is that everything? Yeah, that's all the images. That's all the cool swag, and it's pretty fancy. By the way, I got back to work yesterday, and there was a little bag from Geneva Lake Museum. My friend Sonia over there curates the wonderful Geneva Lake Museum exhibit, which is known as, what's it known as? It's known as the Wizard of Lake Geneva. I wonder if I can hold this up so you can see it all. Isn't that lovely? Look at that. Beautiful t-shirt. Of course, I'll wear it at work sometimes so that, you know, I can sing their praises, of course, which is easy to do anyway. I've seen the exhibit early on, and I need to get back over there again soon. Seniors get a discount. I'm going to sign up for a year for seniors. I'll take it year by year rather than a lifetime because, you know, lifetime might be year by year. Here's something else she passed on to me, which is really neat. It is a pewter pin. Oops, can I hold it up and make it? There it is. The Wizard of Lake Geneva. You can get one of these pewter pins in their shop. I think they're just $10. They're just beautiful. You really want one of those if you're a pin person and you're a Gary person and you're a D&D person. And get it this year, 50th anniversary. That's the way to go. So, all in all, it's been a tremendous 2 weeks. It was horrible getting sick and being sick for most of that second week. But I think I'm back up and ready to go. I worked yesterday. I'll be working later today. If you're in the area, stop by Lake Geneva Games, say hello. And, of course, we'll talk about all the cool stuff that's been going down. I want to thank Luke and the entire GaryCon staff. You did a great job again this year. Dave Conant, above and beyond, helping me get a room for the Friday night game. Fantastic. Skip, getting it all set up with the rest of the games and everything. And I know that is not easy, and I appreciate all of your work, hard work. And you know, the badge. Let me say a few things about this. The badge line was incredibly long, seemingly, when I got there early on Wednesday. I needed to run back to the shop because Jeff Easley and Larry Elmore were there signing stuff along with a bunch of people. It was just a big old crowd, and it was fantastic. And I went back over there, said hello to people, took a few pictures, posted them on Facebook. And then I ran back to the store. But the line was even longer. It went all the way down from the coat check to the angled door down by the parking lot, came all the way back, weaved around through, and it was all the way to the stairs over by the restaurants. And I thought, oh, this is crazy. And then as I'm walking up, they cut it off. They were like, all right, well, then I guess they kind of let me hang and be last because I thought, well, I got games Thursday morning. I couldn't get in line the next day, so I had to get it done. And I just hoped that they would be fast. And they were even faster than fast. What they thought was going to take them through 8 o'clock only took them till 7 o'clock. That's how good everybody in badge and registration was once they were on their game. Of course, so much hard work by everybody. Just fantastic. Thanks to all the Grand Geneva staff for being so up about GaryCon and being so helpful. The guys at the valet phenomenal, always fast, always helpful. I don't know what else to say. Everybody around town, too. I think I was hearing reports from just about every quarter that GaryCon people were all over the place, having fun, playing games and spending money and enjoying themselves. The library staff, I'm sure, got plenty of visits. The Geneva Lake Museum got plenty of visits. I have no doubt 330 Center Street was inundated with people taking pictures and visiting, and Yolanda, being the excellent host that she is, was, of course, taking care of people, and Sonia over at the museum, and just everything, just wonderful. And I think we're looking forward to a couple of things. EGGCon in late July, look that up. Heidi and Eric are running that as another tribute to Gary over his birthday weekend. And then, of course, Dragon Fest Days is toward the end of September. That's going to be a whole weekend of stuff that Paul and the Memorial Fund are doing. They're hoping to get some of the stuff set up. They got approval for the Gary Table Memorial. So that's in the works. It's already going. Sarah says, let me just check this out real quick. Sarah says, have you checked out the Tuesday at 2? I'm normally free. I'm not normally free, but very informative stuff. I don't know what Tuesday at 2 is, or perhaps I'm forgetting. Can you elaborate? Best GaryCon so far, says Sarah. Looking forward to next year. Gonna buy badge early this time. You're darn right, Yar, because you got to get your badge right away. You don't want to miss it. And you know, if something changes and you can't make it, you can sell it. Tuesday at 2 at the museum. I don't know. I hadn't heard about this yet. So this is new. There's so much going on. I've been so sick over the last week. There's a lot of stuff I haven't heard about. I'll find out what I can, though. I'd appreciate... send me a text. Send me more information. I'll look it up and figure it out. And thank you, everybody. I better pop off here because... ooh, we're past 20 minutes. Oh, that could take a while. Let's see. What are we at here? That's what we want. There we go. This has been the Founders and Legends and GaryCon 16 wrap-up. I have been talking way too much today, but I appreciate everybody sticking around and checking it out. The show streams live on Twitch each Monday at 10 a.m. Central, and then it's archived on YouTube. Like, follow, click the thumbs up, subscribe, give us comments, all that other fun stuff. It's much appreciated. Don't forget, this is thanks to our Patreon supporters, Tom Tullis of Fat Dragon Games, Carlos Leising, Castle Entertainment. He's got a new module out. Look that up. That adventure module for Osric First Edition. Heath Farnan of the Anti-D&D 20. He's doing a year-long kind of miscellaneous magic items thing. No particular genre. Some of it's medieval fantasy. Some of it's sci-fi. You check that out. Dave O'Brien of Four Quacks Games. And, as always, Shane Bradley, DM Extraordinaire. This has been the OK Grognard Show from beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. Bye-bye.